Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, 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 it's Monty, and welcome to my show.
What a nut job!
I live in the United States, and the last several months, all the talk has been political. Who you gonna vote for? Who's gonna be in charge? Well, don't worry, because on today's show, I'm not going to talk about politics at all.
Well, why not?
I know that's not what you want, and over the past 4 years, I believe I've proven that I have your needs and your desires at the top of my agenda.
Of course.
And I think you have to ask yourself, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
The answer would be no.
Well, I think so. I know we suffered through some tough times in the beginning, but in the last year, I think we've seen some remarkable improvements. Now, I know there are some people out there who will tell you that that is just not the case. In fact, there are those who probably say I was terrible 4 years ago and that I'm still bad now.
Yes.
But the thing is, if you don't like the show, don't blame me, because it's not my fault.
What do you mean?
I did the best I could with the Mac computer that I was given.
There's no excuse for it.
But I will tell you this, that I will continue to make the best shows that I possibly can. So I hope you'll give me another chance, and please stick with me, because believe me, I'm not too proud to beg.
Thanks so much for the great work you've been doing.
You are welcome. I appreciate your support, and hope you enjoy the show.
Heaven help us, this is going to be so horrible.
On this episode, I'll be giving you the usual bits of genius and playing you some new music. But first, it's special guest time, and here now is a guy that many of you have been asking for. Via the telephone, it's Jimmy Jeff with a CD review.
Jimmy Jeff's Badass CD Review.
The views and opinions of Jimmy Jeff do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Rockcast.
Yep.
Any similarities between Jimmy Jeff and other morons, rednecks, or retards are merely coincidental.
I heard that.
All right, is he on the phone? All right, hello, Jimmy Jeff.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. How you been?
Oh, I reckon I've been all right.
Good.
I guess I can't complain too much.
Awesome. Well, what have you been up to since we talked to you last?
Oh, just the same old, same old.
Right.
Working down at the auto body shop.
Uh-huh.
Playing Call of Duty on the Xbox.
Right.
Hanging out at the Shady Lady.
Oh, the strip club, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Of course, I like just sitting at home and drinking a case of beer and watching my shows on TV.
Yeah?
I love my NASCAR and the Duck Dynasty and Billy the Exterminator.
Right.
And I love that full contact cage fighting.
Yeah.
And then about 10 o'clock, if I haven't passed out yet, me and my old lady will watch Wheel of Fortune.
Well, that's great. Well, how is your old, your wife?
Well, she pretty much nags me to death.
Oh.
Yeah, she's always saying, take out the trash.
Yeah.
Pick up your clothes.
Right.
Would you please take a bath and use some deodorant?
Well, sure.
You smell like a dead possum.
Yikes.
You never bring me flowers.
Ugh.
You never tell me I look pretty.
Well, do ya?
What?
Tell her she looks pretty.
Oh, hell no I don't.
Why not?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
And if I'm all honest, when she gets up in the morning,
uh-huh,
it looks like somebody broke in the house and beat her with an ugly stick.
Well, that's nice.
And all she wants to do is criticize me and complain.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Why don't you make more money? Why don't you love me?
Yeah.
You'd rather hang out with your friends than with me.
Uh-huh.
Why are you always drunk?
Well, that sounds like quite a situation.
I guess.
Well, maybe you should take her out on a date. date or something.
Well, I did the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I took her to the Golden Corral.
Ah.
It's an all-you-can-eat buffet, and I tell you what, that is some fine dining.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that.
I had 3 or 4 steaks and some baked beans and corn on the cob.
Oh, yeah.
I even got some fried chicken wings and stuck them in my pockets and walked out of there with them.
Oh, well, it sounds like you had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, did she have fun?
Oh, we got into a big fight. She wanted me to take her to some chick flick.
Right.
And I just said, oh, hell no.
Well, that is a shame.
Well, at least the food was good.
Okay, well, Jimmy Jeff, why don't we get to your CD review? What do you got for us today?
All right, well, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite bands ever.
Okay, who would that be?
Jackal.
Okay, did you just say Jackal?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
They got a new CD called Best in Show.
Okay, well, what'd you think of it?
Oh, man, I tell you what.
No, wait, let me guess. You thought it was awesome.
Yeah, why? Have you heard it?
Yeah, actually, I have heard it.
Well, then you know what I'm talking about.
Miss High Heel Shoes, baby, wants some more. She's a walking cross that bedroom floor, jumping up and down on the bed. I want an encore. I think she needs you, sweat and want more. Victoria's Secret's on the floor, jumping up and down on the bed. I want an encore.
Well, I'll have to admit, Jimmy Jeff, I don't hate Jackal, but what is it about them that you like so much?
Well, number one, they kick ass.
Sure.
And number two, they rock.
Oh, I see.
And then, of course, live, they are just awesome.
Really?
Jesse James Dupree gets that chainsaw out there and...
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Oh, man, it is killer.
Yeah, well, what specifically about their albums do you like?
Well, more than anything, I guess it'd probably be the words. They're just the kind of guys I can relate to.
I see.
And Jesse just writes songs about stuff that reaches my heart.
Oh.
I got a screw driver. I want a screw driver. Take me home, step on the gas. I want a screw. She drives it harder. She's not afraid to pass. I want a screw.
Okay, well, yeah, I see what you mean.
Oh, yeah, man, they got a lot of good songs. They even got one about that Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden?
Oh, hell yeah, they do. That's what I'm talking about. Red, white, and blue.
Oh, well, I didn't know you were so politically inclined.
Huh?
What'd you think about the election?
Oh, hell, I don't care nothing about that. They're all a bunch of crooks as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, do you have the new Dokken album, Broken Bones?
Oh, man, it is awesome.
You think so, huh?
It may not be as good as their old stuff, like Under Lock and Key, that I still have on cassette.
Yeah.
But I would say this new one is definitely
awesome.
Yeah.
Still these broken bones within my soul remain. Even though your shadow slowly slips away, maybe someday I will finally know the reason why these broken bones within my soul.
Man, listen to that George Lynch on the guitar.
Yeah, I don't think he's in the band anymore.
What?
Yeah, that's somebody else.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Whatever. There ain't a better singer in the world than Don Dokken.
Well, I don't know about that, but I actually met him a long time ago.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was back in the early 90s. I was with Galactic Cowboys.
Oh, now you're talking. Back then, I went to this show that had Dokken, Poison,
right.
Def Leppard, and Fleet Fleetwood Mac all on the same bill.
Yeah, well, anyway, we were playing this festival in Florida, and I was backstage, and all
of a sudden... Have you ever seen Fleetwood Mac live?
I don't think so, but...
Well, he puts on a hell of a show.
Okay.
He does that song, Tusk.
Like I was saying, I'm sitting backstage.
Yeah.
We just got through playing, and all of a sudden I look up, and there's Don Dawkins.
Oh, you gotta be pulling my chain.
No, seriously, and he walks over and says, hey, I saw you guys playing, and you're pretty good.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, wow, thanks.
Yeah.
And then he says, yeah, you kind of got those Dawkins-esque vocals.
Oh, no way.
And I said, yeah, and I'm thinking, what? Dawkins-esque? Maybe the Beatles, but Dawkins-esque?
Well, yeah, there's no way you had as good of vocals as Dawkins, but that was a cool story.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, you was rocking with Dawkins.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, did I tell you about my friend's band?
Yeah, they're gonna make an album.
Yeah, they are, and the guitar player, that guy is better than George Lynch.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's in prison right now, but as soon as he gets out, they are gonna be huge.
Ah, that is great news.
All right. Well, I guess I've dicked around here long enough for one day. I better get going.
All right, Jimmy Jeff. Well, thanks for calling in.
All righty. You take her easy.
Well, I seem to have come down with a cold while I was on the phone with Jimmy Jeff. But nevertheless, we will continue on, and it's always good to talk to Jimmy Jeff. And every time I do talk to him, I always think of that show Hee Haw.
Huh?
Yeah, does anybody remember that show?
No.
Yeah, it was on back in the 70s, and it had these two guys, Roy Clark and Buck Owens, and they do horrible jokes like, hey Roy, you'd be a good dancer except for two things.
Well, what's that, Buck? Your feet?
Ha ha ha.
But the thing is, I never missed an episode because they had something known as the Hee Haw Honeys.
Yeah.
And they were like the hottest chicks ever, and they would just stand around while these goobers told these lame jokes. But it was the 70s, there was no internet, and that's about as good as it got on a Saturday night for me.
Loser!
Now, fortunately, things have gotten a little better for me since then, but on occasion, I have been known to still watch a little television.
Shocking.
Therefore, I think it'd be a good idea if I did a segment of Rock on TV.
Do we have to do this?
Oh yes, the past month I've had my DVR recording all kinds of crap, and now I'm gonna tell you about it.
Oh.
Yes, I know you're excited, and I was too when I saw that there was a new season of That Metal Show on VH1 Classic. Some of the guests included Marilyn Manson, Sammy Hagar, King Diamond, and a couple of guys from Aerosmith who were not named Steven Tyler. Of course, they always have guest musicians play as they're going out to a commercial. And this season, they had guys like Doug Aldrich and Michael Schenker. But by far, the guy that I was most impressed with was John Five. He's played with Marilyn Manson, and now he's with Rob Zombie, and oh my God, is that guy great.
No, he's not. He's an idiot.
But it's a fun show to watch, so if you haven't seen That Metal Show, be sure to check out the reruns.
Nope, not interested.
I also saw a rare appearance by Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses on the Jimmy Kimmel Show the other night. The band didn't play, and all he did was come on and talk a little bit, and really, he didn't have much of anything interesting to say. But I will give Axel credit for not wearing sunglasses while he did the interview.
To me, that always comes off as arrogant and douchey, and I don't think Axel wants any of us to think of him that way, so he just wore a hat instead.
Scumbag!
Another night, I had a hard time getting to sleep, so I stayed up and watched this movie on Showtime called Suck.
Yeah!
No, it's not what you're thinking. It wasn't a skin flick, and it wasn't nearly as funny as one of those. I'm not completely sure what it was supposed to be, but best I could tell is that it was a rock musical about a band whose members become vampires.
That sounds weird.
I also wouldn't say it was good, but the cast did include people like Iggy Pop, Alice Cooper, and Henry Rollins. And for all you Super Rush nerds, there's also a scene with Alex Lifeson in it where he plays a cop, and I didn't even know it was him until the end credits. So if you're up late and you've got Showtime and you can't find anything listed like Bikini Babes from Mars, well, you might want to check out Suck. The story wasn't all that good, but some of the music wasn't too bad.
No one wants to watch it.
And finally, the other day I watched a documentary about Jeff Lynne of the Electric Light Orchestra called Mr. Blue Sky.
Who the hell cares?
Now, before I tell you what I think of the movie, I must tell you that a couple of months ago, I got an email from Eric in Orange County, and he said, "Monty, what do you think of ELO? Coincidentally, a few days ago, I heard from Dan the Man Cunningham, who asked me the same question. Well, guys, the answer is simple. Hell yeah, I like ELO.
Yeah, you do.
I know I've never really talked about them much on this show, if ever, but I've liked them literally since I was in junior high, and you forget about what great songs they had. The first thing I ever heard them do was Showdown, and I didn't even know who did it, but I liked it. The cellos and the strings are so awesome, and Jeff Lynne is such a genius, and you get that when you see this documentary. It shows him recording, he can play any instrument, and his house is basically just a studio. And throughout the movie, you're reminded over and over of some of the great songs that he wrote. One thing I like about the way Jeff Lynne writes is he has great choruses, but the verses are just as good. And sure, it's derivative of the Beatles, but he does his own thing with it, just like Cheap Trick did, and King's X, and even Galactic Cowboys.
Who?
And he's such a great producer. You've got all these catchy hooks, and then he'll come in with a string arrangement that just makes you want to wet your pants. Oh, I love that. I gotta believe a lot of people are like me and they forget to put ELO on their favorite band list. They had so many great songs that bring back such good memories, but maybe people don't give them as much credit as we should because of their disco stuff like Don't Bring Me Down or Xanadu. but I even like that stuff.
Are you on crack?
No, I haven't liked everything that Jeff Lynne's ever done. I wasn't a big Traveling Wilburys fan, and they focused quite a bit on that in this movie, and I would have rather heard more about ELO. So I can only give the Jeff Lynne DVD 3 out of 5 bloody metal skulls, but it's still worth watching.
Of course it is!
I'll never forget I was in high school and I was sitting in art class, and this guy brings in this album and starts playing it, and I'm like, I like this, what is it? Well, he tells me it's Electric Light Orchestra, and it was this song that was playing. It's called Poker. That was freaking awesome. Almost as good as one of your top tens. Today's top 10 list comes to us from awesome Rockcast listener Alex Barlow. And Alex wants me to give a shout out to the place where he's from, and it's the mighty town of Shaftesbury, Dorset, the UK.
Yay!
For his list, Alex has sent his top 10 songs that he would classify as awesome. However, as always, I will be the judge of that.
Pure arrogance.
So let's get it going with number 10 and a song called We're Like by the Chainsaw Kittens.
Huh?
Number 9 is the Crash Test Dummies with Is the Spell Really Broken?
No!
You know, it's been a long time since I've heard the Crash Test Dummies, but I actually liked that album that had that song. Yeah, I loved that song, and I can do it really well right now since I've got a cold.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Number 8 is Wuthering Heights by someone called China Drum.
Okay.
Well, that's a new one for me, Alex. Never heard of that.
Oh, my God.
Number 7 is Good Feeling by Reef. And I'm not familiar with the song, but I do have a CD by them.
Goody for you!
Number 6 is You See the Light by Area 54. Once again, somebody I don't think I've heard of. Number 5 is Wave the Flags by the Happy Campers.
Yeah!
Well, I've never heard of them, but I like that band name.
It's fabulous!
Number 4 is Star Spangled Glamour by Dirty Sweet.
What?
Yeah, Alex, pulling out some obscure stuff. Number 3 is Beyond a Pale Existence by, once again, Area 54. All right, I may have to check them out.
I can't see that happening.
Number 2 is by a band that I was in, but I'm not even that familiar with the song. It's Things I Couldn't Say by Galactic Cowboys.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't even think I played or sang on that song. I don't remember. We recorded it in Alan's living room, and it was an acoustic song that Ben wrote the lyrics for, and I never understood what it was about. But it sat around as a demo for years, and then we ended up putting it on a CD as a bonus track.
That is pretty darn amazing.
And that would bring us to number 1 on Alex's list of 10 songs that he classifies as awesome. And that number 1 song would be November Forsaking the World by God Forsaken. Well, very good, Alex. I'm going to give you a lot of points for a list that was very obscure and included about 9 songs that I had never even heard of. For his fine work, Alex will be going to the top 10 playoffs. And if you'd like to join him in his pursuit of an amazing prize package, email me your list today.
I'm sure as hell not going to do that.
And perhaps you haven't sent me a list yet because you really don't think the amazing prize package is going to be all that amazing.
Exactly.
Well, just think again. This year's prize package promises to be the best prize package so far.
Yeah, sure.
So stop screwing around and send me those lists now.
Hey, up yours.
Now, most of you guys know I'm a big sports fan. I love basketball, and in the winter, I watch football all weekend long. But here lately, I've been watching Dancing with the Stars instead of Monday Night Football. And I knew most of you wouldn't understand this, so that's why I put together a top 10 list of possible reasons why a guy would watch Dancing with the Stars instead of Monday Night Football. And my list starts out very simply at number 10 with After Watching Football for 11 Hours on Sunday, by Monday you're just burned out. Well, you see, that makes sense to me, but probably not the reason.
Absolutely not.
Possibility number 9 is there's far less helmet-to-helmet injuries in dancing. Well, now see, there you go. Number 8 is dancing host Tom Bergeron is more likable than Pat's quarterback Tom Brady. Well, now, see, that is true, but probably not a good reason.
Not even close.
Number 7 is you're still upset that Monday Night Football canned Hank Williams Jr.
That's crazy!
Well, yeah, I am still upset about that. I miss the Hank Williams, are you ready for some football theme song? But on the other hand, if they were to replace him with, say, Faith Hill in a miniskirt, all would be forgiven.
I heard that.
Possible reason number 6 sucks. Is football just not as fun since getting the real referees back?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, in case you don't understand, at the beginning of the season, they had these replacement referees. Yeah, well, never mind.
Nobody really cares.
Excuse number five is your cable company no longer carries ESPN.
Okay, that's a lie.
Well, that's not really the case in my situation, but that would be a good excuse.
Maybe.
Possible reason number four why you would watch Dancing with the Stars instead of Monday Night Football? Hot chicks wearing next to nothing. Well, yeah, who wouldn't want that?
You're sick.
Possible reason number three. Contestants on Dancing with the Stars get higher scores than the Kansas City Chiefs offense does. Well, yeah, that goes without saying, because any score over a six is going to be more than the Chiefs are going to get in any single game.
That sounds about right.
The Chiefs suck.
Yes, they do.
Number two on my list of reasons why a guy would watch Dancing with the Stars instead of Monday Night Football.
Gay.
Yes, that is a possible reason, but not in my case.
Whatever.
And finally, the number one possible reason why a guy would watch Dancing with the Stars instead of Monday Night Football. Girlfriend or wife wants to watch Dancing with the Stars, and you are totally whipped.
Yeah! Yeah, you are.
I know I usually do a Halloween episode of the Rockcast where I play scary bands and scary songs, but this year I decided not to, and instead I'm just going to tell you what I did for Halloween.
What the hell are we waiting on?
So this year I decided I was going to dress up, go door to door with the kids, and go trick or treat.
Grow up!
And I did this for two reasons. Number one, I like candy. Number two, when I was a kid, my parents wouldn't let me go trick-or-treating because they thought Halloween was satanic. So now that I'm an adult, I'm able to put on a ridiculous costume and walk about the streets of Kansas City and beg for M&Ms. So you see, not only do I get some free stuff, I get to take back part of my childhood.
Ah, I get it.
Last year, I painted my face and went as Gene Simmons of Kiss, but this year, I didn't know what I was going to do. Well, at the last minute, I dug out my old gas mask and went as my own cartoon character, Gas Fist. For those of you who don't know, back around 2000, I did a comic strip for HM Magazine, and I called it Gas Fist. The story was based around this evil record executive who wore a gas mask and a suit. I personally thought the concept was badass, but I never really got much feedback from the HM readers, so I just quit doing it. Well, the other night, as I'm walking around the neighborhood with this gas mask on, to my surprise, I could see people were genuinely disturbed.
You're a freak!
It made me kind of happy to get that kind of reaction from people, but it also made me realize why the Christian readers of HM Magazine never really got my comic strip.
Weirdo!
By the end of the night, I had a big bag of free candy, and we all had a good time. And really, that's what it's always been about, just having fun. My parents always told me Halloween was evil, but then we turned around and celebrate other pagan holidays, such as Christmas and Easter.
We don't need to discuss this!
And for a while, my parents even stopped us from celebrating those holidays.
Really?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to be in junior high and suddenly be known as the kid that doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Nerd.
That only lasted a few years, though. Eventually, we went back to having Christmas, because as long as you tell yourself it's all about Jesus, then everything's fine and you can go on and feel good about yourself. Unfortunately, Christianity never made me feel very good about anything, especially myself.
You're a sinner, you're going to hell.
And I tried so hard to live that life. I went to church, I prayed, I read the Bible, and I always felt like God hated me.
You're right about that.
If something good happened, I gave the credit to God. If something bad happened, it was my fault.
You are evil.
There was also the option of blaming the devil for everything, but more often than not, I just chose to believe that I was a worthless piece of crap.
Amen!
Christianity has definitely frustrated me over the years, and these days I don't know what to believe. However, I do know there are some cool Christian bands out there. You just have to find them. And with that in mind, here's some rapid-fire CD reviews of some new, quote, Christian releases.
Jesus!
Just bear with me. It's not going to be that bad. In fact, anymore, you can't tell whether a band's Christian or not. They might be talking about God, or they might be talking about their boyfriend or girlfriend. Who knows? Point is, as long as it's good, it doesn't matter to me. And for that matter, I don't even know what the words are on this song, but I do know it's by As I Lay Dying, and it's off their new CD, Awakening. That is brutal. And this is a good CD, and As I Lay Dying is just a great band. And yes, they are Christians, but it's a long way from the stuff that I was forced to listen to when I was a kid, which sounded kind of like this.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow.
Yeah, that's the Happy Goodman family. What, you got a problem with modern day Christian music now? I didn't think so.
Ain't nothing in the world that'll ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold could never buy mighty touch from above. When my soul needs healing and I begin to feeling his power, I can say thank the Lord I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
You had enough? Yeah, you thought the last 20 seconds was hard to get through? Try living through that for an entire childhood. I was basically abused. Well, not really, but it was no walk in the park. I'm just saying.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil took me and he tries to turn me around.
But just about the time I think Christian music has come a long way, I hear the new CD from Tourniquet, Antiseptic Bloodbath. Tourniquet is a band that I have heard about for years. You guys have told me about them. They've been on your top 10 lists, and you've told me how great they are, but this is one of the first CDs I think I've ever heard by them, and I gotta say, I just don't get it. And I hate to say that because I'm sure they're great guys, but these songs do not move me. I don't like the lyrics, and frankly, I'm not crazy about the vocals.
John of the elements.
So if you're one of those guys that loves Tourniquet, well, they got a new CD, so go get it.
I'll pass.
Then again, if melody and catchy hooks is more your thing, you might want to check out the new one from Anne Berlin. It's called Vital. They're on the Christian label Tooth and Nail. But they don't come off as preachy, and I guess they'd just rather write good songs. And finally, New Horizons is the name of the new CD by Christian alternative band Flyleaf. You always know you're going to get some passionate stuff when it comes to this band, and I was just hoping for some great songs, and I got it. That chick's name is Lacey, and I love her voice, and I'm totally buying whatever she's selling. I love the way the vocals are produced on this CD. There's some great choruses, and I'm thinking, God, I can't wait to see them live. And then the next day, I get an email from Matt in St. Louis, who tells me, oh yeah, she just left the band. So yeah, good luck to Flyleaf trying to replace her, but at least we've got this new CD to listen to. Which contains, by the way, one of my favorite songs of the year. It's called Great Love. Check it out.
Yeah.
And now to keep us all informed, it's hot news girl Lindsay. Hey, you sexy thing.
Hey.
You must have a lot of big news for us today.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, all right, let's hear it.
Well, Monty, I really don't have much to report on, since I really haven't watched much TV in the past couple weeks.
Oh.
But Rockcast News is reporting that in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, celebrities Michelle Williams and Jason Segel's Brooklyn home is underwater.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Yes, though the devastation from the storm has affected the lives of millions and left hundreds of thousands without power in the East, I felt it necessary to mention a couple of actors who have money and insurance.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Lindsay.
Well, thank you.
Yes, I think it's important in a time of crisis like this that we never forget that there are celebrities out there who are suffering.
Totally.
So that Jason Segel guy, is he on that show, How I Met Your Mother or something like that?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, that show sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, okay, well, what'd you think about the election? What? Come on, you must have some kind of results or story about the presidential election, for crying out loud.
I'm not really into the whole political thing.
Yeah, me neither. Well, how about some news from the world of sports?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know you hate sports, but nothing?
All right, I do have one sports-related story.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
After some early season frustrations and suffering through yet another humiliating loss, Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton referred to a female reporter in a post-game press conference as...
What?
I'm not sure I can say this.
Wow, this must be bad. But just go ahead and tell us what he said.
Okay, keep in mind, these are Cam Newton's words, not mine.
Okay, we get that.
He called her sweetheart.
Oh my God! Lindsay, are you serious?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're telling me Cam Newton called a female reporter sweetheart.
Yes, that's what he called her.
What a slime ball.
A total pig.
I am truly offended and disgusted.
I just hope the female reporter is able to overcome this.
Oh, we can only hope.
There's no excuse for this kind of behavior.
Absolutely not.
Sickening.
Yes, it is. Ugh. Well, you got any more news, sweetie?
Well, I painted my toes last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, check them out. They're sparkly.
Oh, yes, they are.
That's the news.
Well, thank you for the thorough and informative reporting, you sexy thing.
Until next time.
Wow, is it possible that another episode of the Rockcast is coming to a close?
I thought the thing was never going to end, to be perfectly honest.
And I think you'll have to admit this particular episode was just jam-packed with awesome stuff.
To me, it was very frustrating and unsatisfying.
Thanks so much for checking out the show. If you like what you heard, please tell a friend. And if you'd like to help support the show, just go to my website, MontyColvin.net, where you will find my CDs, t-shirts, and paintings.
I can do that!
Before I go, I wanted to give shout-outs to Doc and Jimmy the Freak for posting links to the Rockcast on Facebook. You guys rule. And thanks to everyone for your kind comments and cool emails.
I can't stand this anymore.
I'm going to take you out now with a song that was suggested to me by Jerry Walshack in Texas. She told me I should play Pet Sematary by the Ramones, and I think that's a great idea. The Ramones were one of the coolest bands ever. My cousin Dee Dee was in the band. And hopefully playing this song will make up for the fact that I didn't do a Halloween episode.
No, it won't.
But that's gonna do it for me for now. I'll be back soon to crush your skull. But until then, this is Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me. And
rock on.
Under the October with a steamboat, ancient goblins and wallows come at the grand light making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cool wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. To the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. More losing fangs, but a clicking of bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. My life again. I don't wanna be buried in a bed cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I feel a chill. Victory is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh, oh no. I don't want to live my life again.
This has been Monty's Rockcast.
This show sucks.
Look, it's over. It's done.